let's talk about the Star of Bethlehem, which has inspired a lot of scientific speculation lately. For me, this topic began with my very first column in Discover magazine in 1989, a two-page spread about the star and its role in the annual Planetarium Christmas Star programs. I'd interviewed several planetarium directors who were all well aware that each explanation for the star was impossible. No celestial object can ever stop and then hover over Bethlehem or anywhere else. Thus, all so-called scientific rational explanations, such as a planet, conjunction, a comet, a supernova, whatever, are fake. And it's pretty amazing that make-believe science is offered to the public each year. Now, Aaron Adair, an Ohio State PhD, has written a new book about it called The Star of Bethlehem, A Skeptical View. Dr. Adair dissects each science explanation using accurate astronomy and, refreshingly, does not disparage religion or make his brushstrokes too wide. His bottom line is that the account was make-believe, not just because Luke's gospel, which is far more meticulous and historically accurate, mentions no star at all, nor because Matthew's tale so closely matches fiction literature of the time, but because many of the assertions in Matthew are downright impossible or contradictory. But let's leave this bah humbug business and switch over to the dreamy and lovely. Namely, there's a tradition that whatever is the most brilliant star at this time of year is that year's Christmas star or holiday star. And this year it's Venus. Blazing in the west after sunset, it's not only eye-catching, it's also named after the goddess of love. Look for the dim orange star well to its upper left, and you'll see Mars. And mark January 1st on your calendar, and you'll see the crescent moon forming a stunning triangle with Venus and Mars. It will deliver an eye-catching loveliness that has no controversy at all. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.